Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yesterday afternoon, I received a message from one of my old housemates when I used to live down the Mornington Peninsula. And he sent me a little message just saying, got some exciting news, and told me that he's expecting a baby with his partner. So he's actually been kicking goals in isolation. He got engaged at the start, and now they're having a baby.
Bang, bang. He's gone quick.
Boom, boom. I mean, not much else to do. They're in stage four.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I replied saying congratulations. And then the next thing, I got a video message. And it was of Chris and his fiancée, Paige. They're in their backyard and they've got a golf net set up so you can practice your shots without hitting it into your...
Is he a pro?
No, but he does play a lot down there.
What a legend.
He actually sets up those nets. That's part of his job as well.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
My cousin, who's pro there, when they were in lockdown, he got one of those nets as well. But he is a pro. I thought this bloke, if you're just doing it for leisure, that's good.
No, leisure. Anyway, so I thought, why has he sent me a video of him about to hit a golf ball into this net? Anywho, he whacks the ball, then blue smoke appears. And I realise that was their gender reveal.
Oh, wow.
They'd sent a gender reveal party. There's a quick little snippet of it.
Hang on. Oh, look at that.
Yep.
Yeah, blue, good on him.
Blue smoke. And I thought, wow. I mean, they couldn't have the big gender reveal party, which people have these days because of, obviously, COVID.
Look at there's only the two of them in the... Oh, yeah, because they can't have anyone.
Yeah, it's just the two of them at home. But now they have obviously sent that video out for their close family and friends to see. So I then sent a second congratulations back. You're going to be a father to a little boy.
I mean, I don't mind it if you're going to do something. Golf is close to my heart. Mm. That's as good as it gets. But I can't... I'll be careful because everyone does it these days and I haven't been in this situation, so I don't know. But gender reveals to me are just a little bit cringy.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon they're a lot of fun.
Nah, I get their fun for sure, but it's like some moments to me are private. So when you find out the gender, or if you do happen to find out, why can't you just find out with your partner and then just send a video to your fam? Hey guys, it's me and such here, just letting you all know we got a boy.
Yeah, but you can also have all your family and friends around and have a little celebration and say we're having a girl.
I'll tell you what I get around. You see a few bogans, they do those skid mark.
Oh, the exhaust pipe?
Out the back of the
car.
There's
Herbie's future husband.
Honestly, it is. Or yours would be coming out the back of a cow. You'd make like a cow on a farm. Your husband,
the methane gas.
Your husband's got a mullet. He's got a fanny on. And you know what you're doing? You're all standing around there for 2 days waiting for the cow to back one out. The cow finally drops one. Hey! We're having a boy. Blue smoke coming out the cow's backside. Herbie's just there going, yeah, how good is this?
Unbloody believable. Oh. Wouldn't you want to go to that gender reveal party though?
Yeah, for sure.
See?
That's one I would go to.
So let's throw it out this morning because people do have strong opinions because when you see these on social media, there's either the person that is commenting going, oh my gosh, this is the best. I love this gender reveal. Or there's a person similar to yourself, Josiah, who's going, waste of money.
Yeah,
why are you doing that?
I don't
waste
understand.
Time.
And the other thing, it's like a proposal. You know, people set up like marching bands and film it. Just have a moment between you and your partner. That's okay.
No, share it with everyone, I believe.
Ah, man.
Come on, GV. Get involved this morning. Gender reveal parties. Are you for them or are you against them?
Over to you, GV. 13, 12, 16. What are your thoughts for or against gender reveal parties? We do have Georgia in the chat this morning. Are you for or against them?
Not about them. Not about the... You know, pink and blue confetti, I just don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, I'm the same. Just tell everyone. You don't have to do some sort of trick out the box to tell everyone what it is. Have you got kids of your own?
I don't have kids on my own, but I'm hoping to very soon.
Here we go.
And so I reckon maybe once you are pregnant, you might change your ways.
I was going to say, I wonder if it's something that changes. Do you reckon you might, depending on your partner, be able to change your thoughts there, George?
No, I'm not into them and I just think they're inappropriate.
Oh. Okay, I won't have one then.
Oh, got to find a boyfriend first, Herbs. Then you can decide what you want to do. That's a good point, actually.
We have had a message come through to our Instagram. Amy said, I'm not for them. Have had 5 kids and never had one. Have always found out what we're having and then just told family and friends. It's a lot cheaper that way.
Yeah, good point. It
I
is
just
cheaper.
Just have a party. That's it, really. A party and a bit of attention.
Herbie's anything just for a beer.
Yeah, I can see you
doing that. Yeah, good point. You probably would anyway. No.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.